Courtney, the littlest beaver. Not in terms of stature, I'm very tall. I am the tree and the beaver.
I'm Lane, the sleepiest beaver. Not because I'm lazy. It's just my hobby.
I'm Shawnee Badger and I don't give a f-. No, actually, I actually give a f- a lot. I really care. A lot, actually. Too much, in fact. It's, anyway, I'm sorry.
And this is Three Hungry Animals, a show about life, love, and a steaming side of hot tea.
This is girl dinner, but gossip.
It's so
Can
sad.
Can we talk about how sad I am that Nyx on Beverly is closing?
Oh my god, and their post on
their
Instagram?
Their post
actually made me cry.
Same, I was tearing up.
I was actually crying.
So you've never been there, but this restaurant has this beautiful back patio with this gorgeous massive tree that's covered in like fairy lights. And it's so pretty. And in this post, they were like, we don't know what's coming in after us. Whatever is coming in, please take care of our tree.
I love how you said what's coming in after us. Like it was an entity that's going to sweep through LA. And
the anti-vegan god.
Kill this tree.
Yeah, anyway, I hope it's a new vegan restaurant.
You're saying the next, like, tenant.
The next tenant.
They don't know if they're going to take care of the tree.
But they said, please take care of our tree. And it makes me so sad. And this restaurant is so good. And we need to go there before it closes at the end of this month.
We really do.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw the TikTok, but... Because you're talking about China, and did you see the TikTok about the Great Wall of China?
No.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay, I just want to know, because I'll throw a guess out there too, like what I would have guessed.
Mm-hmm.
How long would you guess that the Great Wall of China is? Like if you had put...
Like in terms of miles?
In terms of miles.
I genuinely have no idea.
Like, just guess. Like, how many miles?
Well, hold on. Does it run the whole length between China and Mongolia?
I actually couldn't answer that. I have no idea. I would guess, like...
800 miles?
I would guess, like, 500, 300.
I was going to really lowball it and say, like, 20.
Bro.
Is it, like, thousands?
The Great Wall of China...
It's two.
...is... 13,000 miles.
Wow.
13. What?
That's what it does. Hold on.
13,000 miles.
Hold on.
And it was built for like, I think it was, I read it was like, check me on this. It's like they spent like 2,000 years and like, I don't even know, a bunch of people over a span of like 2,000 years building the Great Wall of China. And it's 13,000 miles long.
And this is like, your like newest obsession. You're going to walk the Great Wall of China.
No, I'm going to, because I'm actually thinking about going to China.
I'm like, huh?
That's, huh?
Huh? I'm that cat.
So
I'm that cat.
How many marathons could you do across the Great Wall of China?
Oh my gosh,
China?
I can't do that math. But there is a marathon. There is a Great Wall of China marathon.
Really? How many days does it take?
Well, it's a normal, like, 26.2 mile run. So it just takes you the normal amount. But it's on the Great Wall of China.
That's
kind of
cool.
Anyway, crazy stuff.
Courtney comes in. This is about 2 weeks ago, but I don't think I've gotten to talk to you and tell you this. Courtney comes in and goes... Hey, I'm thinking about taking a sexual defense class.
A sexual defense
class? Hold on.
That's not what it's called.
Let me explain. So I needed a one-unit class. I did tell you about this. I needed a one-unit class. And the one that I found, the day that I told you, I was really fucking tired, okay? I was tired. I had been through a lot. So that's what came to my mind. I said a sexual defense class.
That's what came to your mind.
What it actually is called, it was a...
It's a self-defense class.
No. It was a sexual awareness class, but self-defense was also involved. So
wait.
My brain, it's a sexual, sorry, not sexual awareness.
Sexual awareness. Hey, everyone, let's spread the news.
Sex exists. Sexual
sex
assault.
Exists?
It was sexual assault awareness.
Sexual assault awareness.
So it was
okay,
like
sure.
Information, but it also included like self-defense training. So my brain went.
Stop it.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
going
so hungry
crazy
right now.
I'm so sorry.
So my brain went.
The camera.
So my brain went sexual defense when it's a sexual, you know, it's fine, whatever.
I genuinely want to know what sexual defense
you defend
like.
With like
it's
hip
like,
thrusts. And, I don't know, smack someone with a tit.
Or it's like when like you're getting catcalled on the street.
And
you just start barking.
Yeah, that's sexual defense.
It is.
Okay.
About Taylor? Oh, okay. So on Friday, Taylor Swift's album is coming out, and I'm so excited. There's like some pop-up at the Grove, and there's like a line down the street, which is crazy for people to like look at this. I don't even know. It's not even like to listen to anything.
No,
it's not even to listen. It's like not even to listen or.
What's the point then?
I think it's like you go and you can like see little, because, you know, like, I don't know if you know this, but Taylor Swift, she like leaves little like hints and like little Easter egg things on the internet.
Sean, I'm going to be really honest with you. My Taylor Swift knowledge is less than subpar.
Okay, I'm ready. Call me Dr. Taylor Swift. Actually, no, I'm not that. I don't know as much as there's people who know way more than me. But she like leaves little Easter eggs like in like speeches that she gives or interviews that she gives, or she'll like make posts on the internet and there'll be like little hints about things about her upcoming albums, like in the tweet or in the speech or things like that. Anyway, so she's got this pop-up and you can go and like there's like all these books there with like the names of the songs on the books, and there's like little things. I don't know, people know more than me. And they're waiting in the long line to go look at it. I won't be doing that necessarily because the line looks crazy. I won't be doing that. But I will be anxiously waiting by my phone till the album drops at probably midnight on Thursday.
Exciting for Taylor Swift fans.
Yes!
Which is not us.
I have nothing.
It's okay. I'll be a fan for all of us. I have enough fan in me for all three of us.
Great. You know, people aside from you, Shawnee, have told me that I look like Taylor Swift.
You do.
It was solely when I got my bangs. I was walking by a high school late at night. That sounds sketchy. Anyway, I was walking by a high school late at night, and it was like Friday night football or something. And I was walking by this group of youths, and I got scared because the youths are terrifying. But I walked by them, and one of them was like, oh my God, it's Taylor Swift.
Dude, you have big Taylor Swift energy. Like,
I don't know how I feel about
It's honestly. It's a
white girl with bangs.
Yeah.
It's a huge,
I know.
It's a huge positive. It's a big win in my book.
Well, I appreciate that.
But because you have your cats, she has cats, you have bangs, she has bangs. You guys are both tall. You guys are both gorgeous. You guys are both talented.
Again, they don't know that.
They don't know. How dare you? They should be able
How dare
to
they assume that you're talented?
Let's see. What am I excited about this week?
Just has your life gotten better? Because last week...
Sure.
Last week, it was the pits.
I've still cried this week.
What? I didn't know about this.
Well, I don't tell you everything.
Tell you everything.
Who doesn't cry multiple times a week?
I hate to be that bitch. I'm doing pretty good. I haven't cried in a while.
That's great. Good for you. Send us that positive energy.
I was trying because I thought your week had been better.
No,
now I'm hearing that
it's been better, but it doesn't mean you can't have a little cry. You know. We're in our Airbnb because our apartment is unlivable, but the Airbnb is pretty nice. Oliver escaped last
night. Oh my God, Shawnee.
Yeah, so by no one's fault, Oliver was loose and we didn't know this, and we opened the door when we got home and he ran outside.
Bolted.
And he is like a slithery little guy.
He is
major
a slithery
orange
little
cat
guy.
Energy. And he like started running down the alley towards the street, and I'm like freaking out going, my cat's gonna get hit by a car. I'm like hyperventilating, he like dips into this neighbor's gated yard. I almost hop a fence, but then someone gets in through the side gate and he gets like stuck in a bush, and I'm trying to pull him out of this bush, and his tail is puffy because he's scared because like five people ran at him screaming, Oliver, come back here. So he's freaking out. And then I like grab his back half through a gate, but I can't pull him out because of like this like bushy area. And then our roommate because I was holding him, was able to pull him out and grab him. And then the guy comes out of the house and there's like three youths in his yard. And he's like,
I mean, I'm clearing 30. Okay. I don't think you can count me as a
there
youth
are three
anymore.
Young adults
and a millennial.
Oh my god.
In his yard. And we're like, we're so sorry, our cat got out. And he's like, oh, it's okay, I just heard things.
Yeah, roll. Oliver, 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 Oliver.
It was stressing me out, dude.
I was really tired because that combined with something I did at work, I ran more yesterday than I think I have in a year. So
okay, runner, let's sign you up for the next half. No. Come on.
Half marathon with Shawnee. And we're back to what we learned this week. So Shawnee, what did you learn this week? Oh no, I put her on the spot. We'll switch. Lee, what did you learn this week?
I'm continuing to study Mandarin, so that's fun. I have gotten to the point where it's popping up in my dreams, which is
that's a good sign. It is.
Yes. And there's different clips from my favorite drama that my brain has like gone over in my sleep, and I've started like picking apart like the different words, and I'm like, oh, I'm starting to like understand, which is fantastic.
You know what I learned? I'm going to keep the company's name out of discussion, but I learned that a company will severely try to underpay you for a role because they think they'll act like they're giving you a great opportunity when really they're just underpaying you. Because I went into interview for this job, which in talking to one of my professors, she was like, you're more than qualified for this. You should be making minimum $65,000. That's what they should be paying you. And then I go in for this interview. I feel like I did really good. And they were like, well, so it's a temp position with the company you work for now. So you would do this for a certain amount of time and then you would return to your current role. And I was like, okay, is this role salaried or is it hourly? And they were like, oh, it's hourly. We don't know what the amount is, but it won't be less than what you're making now. And dude, I'm making like $19.10 now, where my teacher's telling me this position for what they're asking should be paying $65,000 a year on the low end. And they're like, it won't be less than what you're making now.
Dang.
So they're trying to be like, well, look at this great opportunity that will briefly take you away from your current job.
Okay, here's what I've got. Okay, so it's something I've kind of always known about myself, but it's like been even more solidified into my consciousness that I'm a better person when I write things down. So I have like a paper planner where I write everything down and it helps like keep me organized and like get things done. But I started doing this thing where I got this extra planner given to me by the Sierra Club because I guess this is something I'm learning, but I'm going to revisit what I was already talking about. But I'm becoming a hiking leader with the Sierra Club. And in becoming a hiking leader with the Sierra Club, I learned a lot of stuff, but they gave me this little planner, like little Sierra Club planner. And I've started using it for, rather than writing down the things I need to do in my day, like I have class or my homework is due on this day, I've used it to like keep track of like if I'm eating, like I'm trying to eat a salad every single day and take my vitamins every single morning. And
so it's just like having the written down accountability helps you.
Yes, the written down accountability. Like I've had a salad every day for so long now, like for like two or 3 weeks. Wait, let's see. Maybe it's even longer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7.5 weeks.
Well, I really enjoyed today's dish.
If you're hungry for more, like and subscribe.
And you can follow us on Instagram at 3 Hungry Animals.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Nom, 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 nom.